another cup of coffee with Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
It is time for the Community Foundation of Gerardo County program on AM 1300 KGLO, and it's a time where we get a chance to visit with some great people throughout the county and some folks that really benefit from the foundation and all of the funds that is able to generate and then return right back into North Iowa, which is really kind of a neat deal. And we've had a chance to visit with Karen Handelin in the past and talk a little bit about the community kitchen, but we're going to kind of focus more on Meals on Wheels today. Karen, great to have you with us.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, I was just asking you, just getting through Christmas season and everything, that was that's always a busy time, certainly with not only the kitchen, but really, I'm sure, Meals on Wheels as well.
Absolutely. We deliver Meals on Wheels 5 days a week, and we deliver on holidays if they fall during the week. So it's a good time for, you know, maybe some people that don't have family nearby to still get a Christmas greeting or holiday greeting and a little socialization on the holidays as well.
What does it take for a Meals on Wheels program? I mean, to deliver this, obviously you've got to have a vast group of volunteers that can help.
Absolutely. And actually, Meals on Wheels, the meals are made at Mercy Hospital under the care of their registered dietitians, which we do because a lot of our clients through Meals on Wheels have special dietary considerations. So with Mercy and with the aid of their dietitians, we're able to offer a variety of meals for our people who have some dietary needs, dietary restrictions, so heart healthy, diabetic, and we can take into consideration some allergies. So really a great way to deliver the nutrition that so many of these people need.
Well, and that has obviously changed a great deal through the years.
Absolutely. You know, just kind of like other programs, the need really increased since COVID. We've actually been running this program since 1970. So you can imagine, yes, definitely the changes. You know, people are living longer. With, you know, health improvements, they're able to stay in their homes a lot longer. And Meals on Wheels program really helps people be able to do that a little bit longer than they probably could without.
I can hear somebody out there thinking right now, they're thinking, okay, so how many meals a day do you do?
On average, we deliver Mason City only, about 100 meals a day, typically about 2,000 a month. So we're delivering about 23 to 24,000 meals in a year. And we deliver those to around 200 unduplicated individuals. Our clients need help making meals for a variety of reasons, physical and mental conditions. And they may have limited or no ability to get them in other ways, transportation, mobility concerns, immune problems, finances. So we're able to step in and, as I said, you know, provide the nutrition that really a lot of these people need and struggle to get without a program like this.
Are you ever looking for more volunteers to help you out with this program?
Absolutely, absolutely. So our volunteers, typically, they'll take a week at a time. We have the city divided up into about 8 routes. We keep the routes at a nice, I would say, you know, minimal level in order for the volunteers to not only get the food out to everybody who needs it on their route, but spend a little time with socialization with these clients. Some people may not have, you know, family in the area. It might be their, you know, their daily socialization with somebody in person, which is just as important as the nutrition itself.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, for sure. Well, how has the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County helped in this way?
in, you know, various ways in the past. So we've been able to offer a sliding fee scale depending on income for these individuals. Over 60% of our meals are provided at some sort of reduced cost, mostly because of the recipient's income. So anyone who qualifies for the reduced meal prices, it's subsidized by donations and grants like the Cerro Gordo Community Foundation. So that allows us to, you know, still purchase the meals from Mason City, but have part of that covered, you know, for our impoverished neighbors who need a little bit of help in order to get those meals.
Are there qualifications for people to get the meals, or is it open for anyone, or how does that work?
There are some minimal qualifications. Most of our clients are homebound for one reason or another, but that's not that doesn't exclude anyone. So really anyone who is struggling to make their own meals for, as I said, a variety of reasons, but have limited or no ability to, you know, get them in other ways. So we do have majority of our clients are elderly, but we do also have some individuals who may need it temporarily. Biggest reason is they're, you know, healing from surgery or illness. So we get a lot of referrals from, you know, hospitals or care centers where people have, you know, maybe gone to heal for a bit and then they're going home, but, you know, maybe not physically ready to be able to cook the meals for themselves. So we can help in there. And then, you know, some of our clients who are younger may have some mental conditions that they're unable to prepare their own meals as well. So it is open to a variety of people. Typically, again, if you need help making the meals, if you're struggling with, you know, nutrition or food insecurity, and you don't have the ability to get them in other ways, that's where Meals on Wheels can help.
So do you operate the Meals on Wheels office out of the community kitchen office that you have, or how do you do that, Karen?
Yep. So basically, the Community Kitchen and Meals on Wheels are two separate nonprofits. About the only thing they have in common is me. The Meals on Wheels program has put together a good partnership with the Community Kitchen for the director of the Community Kitchen to run the Meals on Wheels program. Meals on Wheels is maybe not a full-time job for one individual, but definitely part-time. And they benefit one another because we have a lot of shared volunteers. So some of our people who come into the kitchen or churches or organizations, they may, you know, take a week out of a year and deliver a route. Some groups do more. So it just kind of made sense when Meals on Wheels was looking for somebody to run the program that they asked the Community Kitchen, and we've been able to help them manage their program.
So if somebody's interested in asking a question or two about Meals on Wheels, how do they touch base with you then?
I'd say that the best way is to give us a call. Number here at the kitchen or at the Meals on Wheels is 641-380-0080. We're able to kind of talk through, you know, anything that they want if they're the client, or a lot of times family members call on behalf of a loved one who, you know, they think may need a little help with nutrition. So we're not able, you know, we're able to go over kind of the whole program, what they can expect, but also discuss those important dietary needs or restrictions that they may have. And then we're also able to determine if they qualify for that sliding fee program and what their reduced price for meals would be.
Great information. Yeah, terrific. Always fun to talk to you, Karen. Anything else you need folks to know about Meals on Wheels while we have you?
No, we are always looking for volunteers. The commitment is only an hour a day. And like I said, typically people will sign up for a week at a time. It's a really great way to give back to the community, not just delivering the meals, but again, that important socialization that especially a lot of our elderly population really, really need. So, again, it's a great way to support our neighbors, give back to the community, and we are welcome. We are happy to have more. So,
outstanding. Well, great. Fantastic. Great to have you on board with us today on our Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
That is Karen Handelin with the Meals on Wheels program in Mason City on AM 1300 KGLO, and that is our Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program. I'm Tim Fleming.